Explain well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
Today we are talking about former public protector Busisiwe Mkhwebane and whether or not she will be returning to her position. Christelle, yes or no?
That is such a mean question. So for now, no. And okay. In the long term, probably no. But today it was yes. So she is the suspended public protector. There's been an entire parliamentary process around her fitness to hold office. The report from that process has been finalized in terms of, and it was found in that report by the panel, that she's not fit to hold the position of public protector. But it has not yet been adopted by parliament, who voted on by MPs. En vandag het sy net gesê sy gaan terug aan werk toe en ek het klank van haar wat verduidelik hoekom sy meen die feit dat sy geskors is beteken nie dat sy nie kan werk toe gaan nie in haar eie woorde.
The issue of suspension shouldn't be used as a punishment. You can be suspended as an employee, but even if the process is not complete, because sometimes it says you should finalize within 60 days, you can still come back to the office and do the work.
Raas jou gesig, ek weet, so mense kan dit sien.
Nou, I thought the word suspended had a definition. Apparently yes. It doesn't. Apparently my understanding of the word suspended is not that.
So let's say, hypothetically, dat ons twee iets doen op die lig, waar die stasie, en die stasie's a kind of parent company, they need to suspend us.
Yes.
Right?
That means we're on air tomorrow.
That means...
that's what that means, apparently.
If we do something today and it's an immediate suspension, according to...
Tomorrow I'll be here. Suspended for who?
For because I can still come back and do the job.
That's what suspended means. It means you come to work.
Yeah, but look, for what it's worth, the presidency did not agree with her. This is what Vincent Magwena, spokesperson for the presidency, had to say.
The proceedings initiated by a committee of the National Assembly, which has inquired into Advocate Mkhwebane's fitness to hold office, are yet to be completed.
So many waar toe gaan nie.
Maar sy sê sy kan.
So en sy het en toe omgedraai.
Luister, onthou jy daai old mutual ding met Pieter Moyo, waar he was suspended and he decided to go back to work and they had to, because he also felt that he should have been at work. And then they turned him right around and said, no, go home.
I'm just going to say, it's quite novel that someone has been suspended and wants to go back to work.
Says that.
Because, you know, I mean, how many times have we heard over the last decade and a half, someone in a senior position, in a civil servant or a minister or a government something something or a judge has been suspended, and then while the process goes on, they just sit at home and draw salary for 3, 4, 5 years. I mean, we've heard lots of those, right?
Yeah, but so two things. The one is, her term is about to come to an end. Remember you spoke recently about the process to appoint her replacement.
Yes.
If her term comes to an end with her in office, she is still entitled to certain benefits. If, however, she is impeached and found to not be fit for the position, she does not get her benefits. So that's the one thing to consider.
Oh.
Ja, ja. As sy in die staat van beskuldiging geplaas word, as al gevind word, sy is nie geskik vir die amp nie, dan kry jy nie jou voordele nie.
I'm just stunned by the fact that we're still having this conversation.
So on that.
No, I'm sorry. Just the most senior... One of the most senior legal figures in the whole country.
Mm.
When the first court says you don't know what you're doing, and then the next court calls you basically a liar and incompetent, and then the third one, and then the fourth one, are we sitting in a position where it's still sitting with Parliament going, are we not? Mm. Like, it should have been done ages ago.
I had a big question around that actually last week. Ek het vir myself gevra, wie betaal haar regskostes? Is dit sy self of is dit die belastingbetaler?
So daar was 'n verskriklike geskil daaroor en op die ouend het die parlement gesê ons gaan vir jou regskostes ter waarde van I think it was 3 million rand. That they said that is your budget and she said it's not enough. But in this deel van hoekom hierdie ding so lank gesloer het, want sy het gesê die staat moet betaal vir haar en die staat het net gesê daar's beperking op dit. And coming back to what you said, Rob, the reason this ultimately matters. Want ek weet dit is wel half belaglik dat iemand dink jy is geskoors maar jy kan nog steeds werk toe gaan. Die hof het klaar gesê jy weet nie, jy het nie 'n basiese begrip van die regsprosesse nie en jy gaan aan. The reason this matters is because of the office of the public protector.
It's one of the most important legal positions in the whole country. It's crucial.
It's in our constitution and is meant to protect us. In dis, soos jy sê, Ros, dis waar ons belastingbetaler geld gaan, op hierdie regsgeskille, op die een proses na die ander, en dan daag ons op kantoor op en draai om.
Ja, listen, for me, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what the position, and it comes back to the conversation that Ros prompted earlier in the show, where we just want life to get a bit better. I just want the best person in the position. I just want the person who has a role, regardless of what that role is, be able to do it at an incredibly high level so that we, as the people of this country, get the best possible service we can from those people who should provide it. And this is a case of this is not that person. Multiple courts have told us this is not that person. But I think it's very funny that, you know, you can be suspended, but it's fine, I'll come to the office tomorrow. Suspension for who?